Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. If you're anything like me, sometimes your phone feels more like a life raft than a tool. I mean, ever feel like you're constantly refreshing that endless scroll, just hoping for a dopamine hit? It's like we've become slaves to these little glowing rectangles, right? Today, we're diving into something super important. Finding peace in the present moment without your phone. Think about it. When was the last time you truly felt present? Not checking notifications, not scrolling through it in style, just fully immersed in this very moment. Sounds pretty awesome, right? It is, but in our hyper-connected world, that feeling can seem elusive. The constant buzz of updates, messages, and endless content keeps us tethered to the digital world, pulling us away from the real magic happening around us. So how do we break free? How do we train our brains to be present and savor the moments without that constant phone-checking urge? Let me tell you, it's a journey, but totally worth it. Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. 1. Mindfulness meditation. Okay, I know, meditation can sound like something straight out of an ancient yoga retreat, but hear me out. Even just 5 minutes of mindfulness each day can make a world of difference. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and let those thoughts drift by without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind. 2. Digital detox zones. This is where you create phone-free sanctuaries in your life. Maybe it's during meals, an hour before bed, or even just a walk in nature. These zones are sacred spaces dedicated to being present and disconnecting. Think of it as giving your brain a much-needed break from the digital overload. 3. Engage your senses. When you're feeling that phone urge creeping in, stop and engage with your surroundings using all 5 senses. What do you see? Hear? Smell? Taste? Feel? This simple act can ground you in the present moment and shift your focus away from the screen. It's like a mini sensory reset. 4. Find offline joy. Think about what brings you joy that doesn't involve your phone. Reading a good book, taking a walk, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, these are all activities that can nourish your soul and create lasting memories without the digital distraction. Remember, life is happening outside of those screens. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, this isn't about becoming some kind of phone-hating hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance and reclaiming your time and attention. There'll be days when you slip up, that's totally okay. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and get back on track. Ever feel like you're missing out on life because you're always glued to your phone? I remember being at a friend's birthday dinner once, scrolling through Instagram instead of truly connecting with everyone there. It wasn't until later that I realized how much I missed out on just by being distracted. We all have those moments, right? That's why it's crucial to be mindful and intentional about our phone use. Imagine this. You're enjoying a beautiful sunset. The warm breeze on your skin, the vibrant colors painting the sky, you're fully immersed in that moment, without the distraction of notifications or social media. It's pure bliss. That's the kind of peace we can all strive for. So, what's one small step you can take today to be more present and mindful? Put down your phone during dinner tonight. Take a 10-minute walk in nature without checking any notifications. Remember, every little bit counts. Let's reclaim our time and attention, one mindful moment at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear it. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It seriously helps us reach more people. And come join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your stories and insights. Until next time, stay present, stay connected to what truly matters, and remember, your phone doesn't have to rule your life. You can be the boss.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.